I'm Beck Keogh, and welcome to Edulate, the podcast by educators for educators, where teachers continue to make an impression in learning. Our first guest today is Dr. Stephanie Smith. Stephanie is currently the Manager of Learning at the Museum of Australian Democracy in Canberra. She has experience working in primary classrooms and a variety of cultural institutions across the country. Her research explores inquiry learning, professional development, and play-based learning in primary settings. Welcome, Steph.
Thank you so much for having me, Beck. I'm really excited to be here with you.
Steph, I'm always interested in why educators actually become educators. Can you share a little bit about your journey?
Well, I am from a family of teachers. So both of my parents are former primary teachers / principals. And a lot of my extended family have gone into education as well. But I guess for me, my journey isn't so traditional. I wasn't as keen initially to be a classroom teacher, but I was sparked by one of my history teachers, who was my modern history teacher in high school. And I really developed a passion for history and wanted to go and work in museums. It was a big interest of mine, especially, surprisingly, military history. And so I always had this dream. Yeah. So I grew up in what would have been rural Sydney. Now it's urbanised where my family is. But my mama used to drive me down to Canberra every school holidays, and we would visit the museums. And we would go to the War Memorial and we'd pick one exhibition and I'd spend so much time there. So we'd come down, I just knew First World War. We'd come down and look at Vietnam. And I found that I really enjoyed the stories. And so as soon as I finished high school, I moved to Canberra so that I could find a job in a museum and complete an arts degree at ANU.
Wow, Steph, we all hear the traditional version of how I became a teacher, but this is a really different journey. Can you share some more?
It is. And I still didn't know when I got to ANU and I was doing, history, I was doing politics, I was doing a bit of, film, standard arts degree, a bit of variety. I did some archaeology in there as well. And I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do when I got into a museum, but I picked up some volunteer work at the War Memorial and I started in their kids space. And I would go once a week and volunteer my time. And the learning manager found me and he said, "We want you to be part of our learning team."
A rich and unconventional story to say the least, Steph. I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about your pedagogical preferences, which I'm gathering from reading your research and having the privilege of working with you and alongside you, aligns with inquiry learning and the constructivist approach.
Yeah. So I absolutely agree with you. I think the fact that I didn't have a traditional start into education really gave me a different scope of how I saw learning. And I always had that desire to create experiences that were outside the box, which is exactly what museum environments gave me. Because my teaching degree is from Charles Darwin Uni. So I was working up in the Northern Territory as well. And I did a lot of work out in remote communities around numeracy and literacy. With the lecturers, we had massive grants to support remote communities. And I think all of these experiences of non-traditional classroom approaches. So when I was out in communities, it was always about working with elders and working with community, with first language to create experiences so that when their children came to school, they were learning literacy and numeracy in their language first. Coming from the museum where, it's not sitting down in front of, you know, a screen or a whiteboard. It's, you know, presenting an object, and it's asking lots of questions and then going to communities and then going to Questacon, where I was always doing the same thing. I've never had a traditional view on schooling. And so I was actually quite surprised, Beck, when I got into the classroom and found that people didn't think the same way that I did. I didn't realize, because of the way that I'd done my degrees at Charles Darwin, I had never seen anything else. I didn't realize that people didn't have this approach like me, like, you know, simple things like, why would you make them sit in a set seat? I just didn't realize how much my background really impacted on the experiences I was creating in the classroom. And I think I've just been very fortunate with the life that I've had with my husband and I, and we've traveled around Australia quite a bit, that I've been able to meet such great people wherever I've gone who have influenced the way that I do my practice. And, you know, I've just picked up all these little bits along the way that then fitted into my inquiry approach when I finally got into a classroom.
Steph, you mentioned that you've come into education with a very different view and mindset as to what education should look like, sound like, and feel like, which I think a lot of mature age graduates could possibly align themselves with. Could you share a little bit about how this has kind of impacted upon your practice?
Yes. I think that there are a couple of things that went in my favour once I got to the classroom. So a lot of my teaching experience, whilst I did teach in the classroom in Darwin, my first official proper teaching role was when I got to Sydney, and that was where I did a lot of my PhD work. But I think two things that went in favour for me were, the principal was very open to allowing me the space to explore and to try new things. And I found myself a team teaching partner. And she was exactly the same as me. But over that 6 months, Jess and I realized how in line we were with our thinking. And the next year, we were very fortunate to be in a shared classroom. Wow. And we had the opportunity to have 45 students and the two of us teaching together. And I think that's when it really kicked off. It was so wonderful having someone else who understood my point of view, who loved children as much as I do and wanted them to succeed and wanted them to own their learning. And so I was very lucky in that way to find her, because, you know, it's very hard being in your own four walls. But one of the things that really helped us was having a principal on board who championed for us and slowly bringing people into our room and showing them exactly what we were doing. And we just kept our doors open. We just made sure that, you know, we were always welcoming. We were always open to a conversation about what we were doing. And we were super inclusive. We could see students' passions. And they'd come and tell us activities they'd like to run, and we'd make it happen for them. 45 kids is chaotic, but it was absolutely worth it to watch that transition from being teacher-led into Jess and I being facilitators.
Steph, your passion oozes through everything you do, everything you say, everything you tweet, everything you present. Is there something that comes to mind that you would really love to share in that realm of passion with us, something that's really fired you up?
I always have more than one on the go. So one thing that we at MOED, we were very fortunate to strike up a partnership with the Department of Agriculture, Water and the Environment at the beginning of 2020. And this was around, they contacted us to run a student-led workshop day as part of a plastic summit that they were running up at Parliament House at the same time. And so the idea was that up at Parliament House, 200 of Australia's biggest industries came together for a conference and to talk about the challenges around problematic and single-use plastics in Australia and to make pledges. Down at MOAD, we had students from across the country who had nominated to come, who had an interest in sustainability, to come on site and talk about how they were going to make a difference. Once the conference had finished, it was really important for us to then be able to take that day beyond a day. So to be able to share the learnings of those students and to share their passion with other teachers and students. And so we developed a sustainability resource called Sustainable Changemakers, Lunchbox Citizens. And this resource is quite unique for MOAD, and it really brings in my STEM background, which was a significant part of my research. But this resource allowed us to explore inquiry, explore the how, or explore the why of what is going on with problematic and single-use plastics, and then take it into esteemed approach, which for us has democracy on the end there. So the big thing for us in that is, like you're saying, it's that agency that I'm so passionate about and that student voice. And what I really wanted out of this resource was the fact that they didn't complete an inquiry cycle. I wanted an approach which then made change happen. So we wanted that STEAM cycle to say, hey, your students have learnt so much through their inquiry. Now, what are you going to do to help them make change? This unit of work is absolutely for those who want to put forward student voice and agency. And it doesn't have to be big change. The idea is that it can be, you know, it might be in their home.
Yes.
It might be, you know, just reconsidering their lunchbox and what they put in it. And whether, you know, instead of buying individual packets of tiny teddies, do they buy a box? But for us, it's that absolute grassroots democracy. It's absolutely coming back to how do you make positive change where you are in your community?
Steph, it's such a powerful message, making changes in our community. Democratic voice all the way. Thank you so much for joining us.
Anytime, Beck. No, I love a good chat. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited about Edulatte. You know, coffee is life for me.
It's a teacher's lifeline, Steph.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure there are a lot of teachers out there it resonates with. I tell you, before 10 a.m., I've had at least 3 cups of coffee to get me going during the day.
Steph, what you do at MOAD is so important. I know my students have now learnt that their voice matters. So thank you.
It certainly is, but I think this is a great initiative.
Oh, thank you so much, Steph, for your generosity and your kind comments and for sharing your expertise and passion for education. I've absolutely loved chatting with you. Steph will join us again for a Zoom session shortly as part of the second part of Edulatte. Watch the Edulatte Twitter handle, the Facebook page, and the Instagram account for details on how to join and when. My name is Bec Keogh, and thank you for listening.